We're going to current daf from Sechtes Chul and daf Chaf Hei. We begin on a basic good test master. Begins the Gemara Maishna Hani B'chulu. The Gemara wants to know what's the difference between the Kliyates and the Klimatris. Two points regarding Golmi Kliyin and regarding Pshutain, which Tesis clarifies. This is Agumayu Koyi that's going on the unfinished vessels. That's what asking the question because the Pshutayu regarding the fact of their flatware Pshita the Kliyates who the Iskish Lasak. That we know that the difference because we know that the wooden vessels are compared to a sackcloth, which obviously it's only if it has a receptacle. So that wasn't the question. The question was why are they any different regarding the unfinished vessels? Because the next test master. This is with the good words of the Gemara. Mechlal the kli etzem mekabek tuma. Oh, so we have a source that the bone vessel the inference is that a kli etzem mekabek tuma. That's the Gemara wants to know what's the source. So Taisa explained the raisa kabay lasui. It's biblical that we want to bring a source for this halacha because of pshita sheshbem tuma. We obviously know that there is at least a rabbinic tuma because masnit in the mesechtes kelim. It's a mishnah in kelim in the second parak. Maisla parak kama the Shabbos born Shabbos of design med alef the kli etz. Wooden vessel, kli schuchas, and glassware, kli etzim, and boneware, we say pshutei and tayim, their flatware are pure, but mekablein tumah, the receptacle, it's mekablein tumah, that we know. Here we're just trying to find the biblical source. You know, it says, Master, begin with the Gemara, shah, behemah, b'chai, minai, how do you know there also that the boneware is going to be mekablein tumah? Tamalim, b'chol masa. So it says, pretending to say, wait, the perek, b'mamah isha, the Gemara, in Shabbat of Samach Dama, and Avdarish expounds, dava abam, mizonah, basus, something that comes from the tail of a horse, mizonah, b'parah, and from the tail of a cow, how do we know that's mekabel tuma? Me beged v'or, from beged and or, which we learn out from Gzeres Shabbat. Now the problem is typically me b'kol. Why don't you learn from b'kol like we're saying, we're including everything over here, that should include the tail too. But Shabbat says, you can say, no, dein l'rab is me b'kol. We're not going to include from b'kol, ila tzamais, shedem zelazeh, shal izim, shal behema. We're saying, yeah, that which we find by the myceism, which what's that coming to include boneware. So we're saying that's going to apply by all animals too. Basar le'dama, but regarding here, where they're not comparable, we're not going to say that we're going to include other things like the tail of a horse and a cow. Then such as Vitim can say, Bahacha typically Mahasam, me begged or so wait, why do we need a special drasha of a chal maisa? Why don't you learn that also from Begad and Ar and to say just like we include everything over there, so too over here, and we don't need to have a special drasha of a chal maisa. So it says Bashem can say, no, the Lidina, we wouldn't know it do me to Begad Ar. Only it's about to a garment and to leather. I would not know bone wear if I need to learn out from the chal maisa. Next test master to begin the Gemara, Zeb is a lifter. There is one opinion that holds that actually both are exempt. Now, Pirush Tosfos explains, not like Rashi, says, what does it mean, Zebazeb? When we're talking about Marim, when we're talking about bitter, we're saying, Bengadav, Mekatanim, whether they're small or whether they're large, that they're going to be exempt. Why? Gedolim, Neshem, Marim, Yisrael, because they're very bitter, Katanim, and the small ones, Neshem, Negro, because they didn't finish it. Some say a different version, that both are going to be obligated. What's both? We're talking about both versions of gedolim, of what when they're meaning the sweet ones. The gedolim, big ones, they should nigmaru because they're finished product. And ketanim, some ones lafishat tevim yesu because they're very good. So according to traces, the zebezeh is going on one type and the two categories of that type. Well, Peshakon Jodachik, but said Rashi's interpretation is pushing it because the Pirush he explains Zeb is a lifter, was both are going to be exempt. Ketanim, small ones, that is more mumutukim, bitter and sweet, are going to both be potter. And Zeb is a lechiv, are gedolim, are big ones, more mumutukim, both bitter and sweet. But it says, it's not one type. Big and small is not a type. It's a category. So Tosfos doesn't like that. Void moreover, the chiboy gedolim, my chaz, when the Gemara asks, oh, and big ones, what are they fit for? So according to Tosfos, so that makes sense, because we're talking about only one type, which are the bitter. But according to Rashi, a little frushe, it should have explained gedolim marim, big bitter ones. Keeping the ari number two, according to Rashi, it's talking about big and two types of big. So it should have specified which one. So different Tosfos explains differently than Rashi. Next test master begin the words of Gemara temed b'chulu. So we have this discussion regarding temet. So Pesach B'Kohen Rashi explained what is temet. Ma'im ha'netanim b'chartzanim. It's water that's put on the grape seeds. It says Tosfos Benir, but it seems the ma'ir b'ma'im ha'netanim b'shemarim. Actually, it's water that's put onto the sediments of the grapes, which are the bottom of the wine. Dumi d'ma'im b'temet b'nasim ma'im b'mida. Similar to the halacha that when they ferment this water, they put in a certain measurement. The Gemara brings the Ma'id in the Tun B'Shemarim. That's actually talking about when they put it onto the sediments, not in the grape seeds. Mashma, like it's on the Perkamecha Paris, but Bastab Sati Zayim and Alb. And the Inm Shabbam Lagamri, Tun says, and it's not just a moot point, this, they're not the same. That it's relevant specifically, it's going to be like Yain only by Shemarim and not like Rashi says with Chatzan, with the grape seeds. Now he says, Mazda begin words, the Gemara, Pesel is a mikvah. And it disqualifies the mikvah. This mayim shulim. So it qualifies. Hanu mikvah chas. Meaning, if it's not 40 soyat, of a shalom. But if it's full, ain a nifsal b'shuminyan, then never becomes disqualified, even though it's regular water. Kid berashnu beperek amarichas abayas and babazda b'samach vav beis de maschal mechlal. It says master begin with the gemara matamid v'nosam mayim b'midas. Someone's making the temen and he puts in a certain measurement and he gets exactly the same measurement, the same quantity out when the process is finished. So it says, I'm going to say, wait a second, you're trying to figure out who's the time of the Mishnah. You're saying it's like neither one of them. But why don't you say, Balukma Buryamu Tlasavasa Arba? Why don't you say it's talking about a case when you put in three, you got back four, which according to the Rabbanan, then actually that's where it's relevant if it's Muhammad Sanat. If you're slumming, it's because there's no Dilakula Machayev, everyone would hold, not just Rabbanan. Then in that case, you'd be Chayev of Allah Hichmetz, even if it did not ferment. And it wouldn't be. Until it ferments like the halach of our Mishnah. But then it says, you can say, my time, the Rabbanan, the Patri Shemarim, what's the reason the Rabbanan that say that it's exempt the sediments? Shesh b'm tam yayin, even though it has the taste of water, even though it has the taste of wine, and because you put in a certain amount, you got back the same amount. But even if it didn't ferment, so it says it's still difficult. All prohibitory law in the Torah, when it's something of a different type, like over here, you have water and wine, but nice and time. It's already prohibited when it just gives a taste, and here it gives a taste. And the tevel chomer, lin shalei b'mina, and moreover, since we're discussing tevel over here in this Mishnah Maisus, that's more severe regarding even shalei b'mina when it's a different type, which is what we're discussing. But moreover, shafel hichmetz, patron chachamim. Hold that it's potter even if it fermented, l'man da'am, according to the one that explains in the Gemara, behechmetz machlekes, machlekes is when it ferments. And befilled with table vaday area, and the Simon Torah by definite table because mashba perkamachapes like it sounds like the Gemara babas the tzadik zamed out. But why? Why should it be any worse than any issa in the Torah? The Hashem says you could say is the yain b'mayim. No, the truth is because wine and water filled with pachas meshishim even less than 60, a ratio of 60 of water to the one of wine. I fill it up with plus of also plus of palga. Even when you put in three and you get back 3.5, well chashab tam gamer l'rabbanan. It's not considered as a full-fledged taste according to Rabban Kibishari, some like by other Yisrim, because the halacha l'havei l'kiyum b'alma, it's just like some like taste it's giving, but it's not like a real taste. It's just like some type of a weak flavor, and that's why it's different. And yeah, that's why it's going to be more lenient than in general for halacha. Next says Mazda begins the word Gemara Ibn Yehuda. If it's like Ibn Yehuda, v'gavta lehechmetz, even if it did not ferment, it should be prohibited. And our Mishnah says only when it's hechmetz. So Taisa explains that Avagav the Rabbi Yehuda Lahachmari says, wait a second, why can't our Mishnah be like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, he is saying that it's already like wine as a stringency. L'schayv b'maisa to obligate a maisa. V'hach l'hakalahu. He would talk about a leniency in our Mishnah. The nikach b'kes a maisa, that you could purchase with maisa money. And vein pois l'sa mikvah. And that it shouldn't disqualify a mikvah. Maybe for that he wouldn't say. So why is it a contradiction? Many times an opinion would say something only as a stringency. That's a taisik. Somehow, the Gemara held the leishna that no, there's no difference. He wouldn't differentiate if he holds one way; it would be all the way. But then there's a taisik kashle pirsh Rashbam. But there's a difficulty on the way the Rashbam explains because by meicha peris and the Gemara, by bastav tzadik v'alvim and beizgam and plukta with the machlikas the bachim rabbanon regarding b'boy priagofen. The Kama Hashas, the Gemara says, the Beromat Losa Vasa Tlosa, if you put in three amounts, a quantity of three, and you got back a quantity of three of water, Le Pligi, no one's going to disagree. Of course, it's not going to be a Bari Paragofen. The Beromat Losa Vasa Tlosa Palga, you put in three and you got back 3.5. So obviously it came from the sediments. Oparachle, and the Gemara asks, Mahada Pligi Bechdei Midaser Belo Yaser. What I mean, we see that they do disagree, even when you put in the same measurement, you get back nothing more. Mishani, the Gemara answers, B'yesenami pligi. The truth is, they disagree also when it's more. Okay, they midasai nakat. So why do we pick the in our Mishnah Maisos that our Gemara quotes exactly that amount? That's like the Achakich Reb Yehuda. That's just to say the power of Reb Yehuda holds that it's still going to be significant. According to Rabbanan, it's still insignificant even when you get back 3.5. But so that's how Rashbam answers the question. Now, Mahashta Kasha. Now it's difficult. The Mishani, what's the Gemara answering? Tikshi,
You should ask, Amayla Mukinami Pluktayu, Dirabon Machem, Machte Midasai, why don't you explain their machlekes when you give back the same amount? Why you have to say it's when you get back 3.5? Keich the Peligri Rabbi Rabbanon. Just like, I mean, this is the question that asked on that Gemara. Just like we have Machlekes Rabbi Rabbanon. So, Rishbam, but it answers this question to Behuda. The Machai Bechdei Mendasai, oh, this that he says, that Yechayiv, even if you get back the same amount, Haim Lechum, it's only as a stringency. And therefore, that wouldn't be relevant for their Machlekes over there regarding Bei Paragofan. You can't be stringent. But so it says, but you have Shalemirkin. But you can't say that, because the Mashma Hoch, like it sounds like over here, that we sound like that we're not differentiating between Lechum and Lekula. And Rabbi Huda is not only as Lechum, because else he could be the town of our Mishnah that you wouldn't say Lekula. So Pesach Lefarash, you have to explain the Gemara Svilek Rabbanan. Actually, the Gemara there holds entirely like Rabbanan, the Pacha Mechdei Madasai, that they exempt when you get back the same amount. Umukachim Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Rabbi Huda. And there were no ones like Rabbi Huda over there. So if it's not difficult, it could be that Rabbi Huda. In other words, Tais is saying that not like Rashbam. The way to answer the question is that to say that no one's going like Rabbi Huda, and that's why he didn't say like Bechdei Madasai, and therefore they only said it when you get back 3.5. Additionally, you could say is Mashmali the Rabbi Huda Machayv Midairaisa, that the Gemara understood that Rabbi Huda holds you obligated biblically Rama Tlosa Vasa Tlosa Palga, that when you put in 3 and you get back 3.5. The Kach Machma Midrabbanim Chedei Midasai, that's why he's stringent rabbinically when you get back the same amount. But a Masnitin, the Mishnah is Rama Tlosa Vasa Tlosa Palga, when you put in 3 and you get back 3.5, so then we're even lenient to purchase with Kesamaisa, and it's not going to disqualify the mikvah. Rabbi Huda is so Tosis wants to say, even like Drashbam, that since B'derayisa that you're chayiv at 3.5, so Rabbanan would be even B'chdei Midasai, and that's like what the Drashbam had said.